When I began to think about doing a concert, I asked myself why I wanted to do it and what I wanted to accomplish by it. And the only reason that I have for doing this is just to share with you a part of me and to offer this as a gift to you. The next song I'd like to do is a song called Morning Song. The last few years I've had a friend of mine and I have put together a Christian singing group, and we call ourselves Morning Song, and it's because really I feel that the morning for me is the most special time of the day, because everything's so fresh and new and alive, and that's really the spirit of the song. Comes up in the morning, I feel its gentle warmth touch my face. In the morning light, I see him. In the newness of the day, O Aurora, how glorious your light as you dance upon the waters of the sea. Oh dear Jesus, oh Jesus, give me life as I behold this glorious day. It's a morning song of love I'm singing for my King. It's a song that I sing all through the day. It's a morning song of love falling fresh from above. Na 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 na. On through the day, God's love surrounds me. I walk by faith, for I can't see the road ahead. Jesus, teach me. Oh, Jesus, give me wisdom to touch my brothers along the way. It's a morning song of love I'm singing for my King. It's a song that I sing all through the day. It's a morning song of love falling fresh from above. Na 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 na. When evening comes and shadows start to fall, God's love is burning like a fire within my soul. Into darkness, oh, this song is in my heart. Oh, it's the morning of my life. It's a morning song of love I'm singing for my King. It's a song that I sing all through the day. It's a morning song of love falling fresh from above. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Pardon? Oh, yeah. These songs are all mine. The next song that I'd like to do came to me one afternoon. It was a spring afternoon, and the thing I want to say about this song is that it speaks of the joy of the Lord to me. And the joy of the Lord is not a sappy kind of oozy thing that only happens when you're on an emotional high. The joy of the Lord is not sappy, like I said, or is it careless? It can happen when you're being really serious. For instance, even if you're talking to someone that's just lost a member of their family, and the joy of the Lord doesn't mean that you necessarily run around with a smile on your face all the time, but to know inside that we do have the Lord's presence, that He is with us, that He's promised to be with us. And so even in the hard times, we can be joyful. Is the voice overpowering the piano? Is the balance okay? Good. Piano's too loud. Could we turn that up to 3 back there, please? Thanks. Happiness like a butterfly is floating in my heart. The peace that comes from Christ our Lord will give you a brand new start. A start that lets your feelings grow, a start that makes you sing, a start that leaves all questions out. You'll know that He is King. Sing to the Lord a brand new song, sing it from within. Open up your heart to Him, you know that He'll come right in. He'll come right in and fill you up, so much you'll overflow. Sing to the Lord and bless His name, yes, bless His holy name. For Jesus Christ will come again to take us to His home, a place where joy and love will shine like the sun on Easter morn. He'll come again with glory, with love He'll lift us up, and take us to that holy place to drink from the everlasting cup. Let the Lord live in your heart, let Him give you life. Sing to the Lord and bless His name, yes, Jesus is the King. Hit those years where I'd always bring home a bruise or a cut or something. My mom was always giving that motherly advice that, you know, don't come home with a bruised knee or skinned elbows. You know, she didn't want to see me have to suffer like that. She was telling my brother the same thing, and so I kind of wrote a song about that. It's not necessarily about my mom's advice about bringing home skinned elbows and bruised knees, but how the Lord will heal that in our spirits, how he'll take care of us even when the times get rough. in me. There's a love that's burning, brighter than the stars above, warmer than a fire. And this love is growing deeper every day, flowing down from above. Down life's road, we may stumble and fall, skin our knees, and feel like crying, but you know that this love will always be there to pick us up and take us home. Good to be a kid in the kingdom, loving life and having it love you, makes the road so much easier to travel when you've got the King walking along with you. He's walking along with you. He's walking along, he's walking along with you. He's walking along, he's walking along with you. He's walking along with you. This next one is an instrumental, and I've decided to do something kind of different with it. A lot of times I'll hear songs on the radio or an album or whatever, and I'll find that the words that the composer, author has chosen somehow don't strike me to the music like I could have done, and I'm not saying that mine would be any better or worse, but what I'm going to offer you this time is just a chance to close your eyes and in your own minds and hearts, just let your mind and heart wander where it will, and choose your own lyrics to this. About a month ago, Scott and I went on a hike up to Doe Lake, and we got to this area where this huge rock came out of the mountain, and it wasn't, I mean, just this great big boulder, and we could see Chelan. It was the first point where we could see Lake Chelan, and then we could see back up this way to see all the peaks up there and with the Railroad Creek down in the valley. And it was just really an awe-inspiring moment. I was just really flabbergasted at this sight. All I could do was stand there with my mouth open. And Scott's got this neat habit. Every time he takes a picture, he takes out a little notebook and writes down every piece of information about his camera so that when he knows that when he goes back to do it, he can set it all and the weather will be different and everything will be not the same. But anyway, I asked him for a piece of paper. And where's Scott? I asked him for a piece of paper, and I just wrote down everything that was coming into my head, and the colors were beginning to change at that point, and it was just a really terrific moment. And so, with the words that I wrote down, I came back, and on October 1st, the first of this month, I came in here one afternoon and wrote this song, and. The name of this song is Reflections, and it's a song about Holden Village for a special friend of mine who is miles away from here tonight. Summer colors changing all around me. Fragrant greens of summer turn to the golden hues of autumn. Reflections of the master. September's artist painting the hillsides and the mountain meadows, splashing colors of the rainbow in everything I see. I see you, girl, and reflections of our master. And in the morning when I waken to the new day, a song of praise flows from my heart. And with this simple melody I'll share these moments with you. You're a reflection of the Master's love for me. You're a reflection of the Master's love for me. And as the moon shines brightly down upon new fallen snow, a million dancing diamonds sparkle endlessly. They dance to nature's melody. Reflections of our master. And all the colors changing are changing now within me. I'm dying to myself only to rise again. My master has his way with me. These seasons are reflections of the Master. And in the morning when I waken to the new day, a song of praise flows from my heart. And with this simple melody I'll share these moments with you. You're a reflection of the Master's love for me. You're a reflection of the Master's love for me. In high school, I thought that the friends that I made there were going to be lifelong friends, and that they were going to be the people that stuck with me through thick and thin and until the very bitter end. And I found that within the first 6 months of my freshman year at college, that suddenly the friends that I'd spent the last 12 and 2 years had, for the most part, gone to distant places, and the letters never came, and I really found out, to use an expression, who my friends really were. And I made some very special friends at Pacific Lutheran too, and a lot of them are still very good friends to me, and I found that my college friends are the ones that have really stuck to me. But more than that, in my own life, there are two people that have always stuck with me to the bitter end. No matter what it was, there was always an encouraging word, always an uplifting thing to say, a lot of love when I rebelled against them. And there were lots of rebellions, a lot of years of rebellion. And these two people are my parents. I have a very good relationship with my mom and dad, and I'm very thankful for that. 2 years ago, or 3 years ago, whatever, for Christmas, I wanted to write my parents a song and give it to them for Christmas. And I remember it was a day kind of like today. It didn't snow, but it was kind of hazy and everything, and it was after my last final. And I mean, really right after my last final. I went straight from the test to the piano. I usually did that to loosen my anxieties and things. And I came up with this song in 2 hours, and I was very pleased with how it came out. So I'd like to share that with you. This is a song of love for my mom and dad. Yes, he's our guiding light. Yes, Jesus is the one and only one who can keep us bound as one holy unit of his family. So let's just join our hearts with the one who makes us one and live forever in his holy love. We've built our home around this mighty cornerstone,
A home that is built on solid rock will not fall. We'll let the love of God keep us together, and never will there be a doubt that we will be strong. And now we're bound as one in God's own loving hand. Forever and a day we'll be together. So as the years go on and we grow closer, I'll pledge my love to you, my mom and dad. I'll pledge my love to you, my mom and dad. I'll pledge my love to you, my mom and dad.
I spent last January here as a part of the interim program from PLU and CLC. And while I was up here, I met a very special man, and I only got to spend just a matter of days with him, and his name is Paul Bergman. A lot of you know him. He's living up at Stehekin. Paul really impressed me in a lot of ways. I never saw the man that he wasn't happy about something. It seemed that the simplest things in life really pleased Paul, and I really took a lesson from that to stop and smell the roses. And getting along was especially difficult, and it's getting more difficult for him now. But then, because he couldn't speak and he had to write everything. And inside Paul, I saw something very special, and that was a little child. And even though he was 90 years old on my birthday, and we shared that common little thing together, that was very special. Though he was a 90-year-old man, the little child that lived within him was so alive and so full of joy. And that's another lesson that I really learned from him. And so I wrote a song for Paul Bergman before I left. And I didn't finish it. And I knew I wanted to finish it, because if I got back here, I wanted to sing it for him, or at least let him hear the words. And it was interesting, because I'd tried to finish this song a number of times, and it wasn't until I saw Paul the day of the wedding 3 or so weeks ago that that the words finally came. And there, it wasn't much that I needed, but it was neat that just seeing Paul again and sharing a few moments with him and seeing that child so very much alive in his heart and in his eyes really did a lot for me. So this is for Paul. Children from meadows green to city scenes, their playtime is enchanted. Come and learn the child song, the melody never old. You can learn to sing it too, it's new your whole life through.
Happiness just filled the day with teardrops from a sister. Giving birth to one so lovely, taught her such a song to sing. She sings a song of innocence, of wonder and of awe. She's learned the song the children sing. It was born within her heart. Happiness just filled the day with smiles from an old man. Deep within his ancient heart, a little child is dancing. Dancing to the youthful sound, its melody keeps him young. Let us learn to sing it strong, it's new each time it's sung. Jesus, Lord, I am your child. Thank you for this song to sing. Let it be an inspiration to sing the song your children sing. Come and learn the child song, the melody never old. You can learn to sing it too. It's new your whole life through.
Thank you.
Morning star, robed in glory to take us home to his kingdom. Oh, I can see there in the distance the land where I once lived. And now my home, O New Jerusalem, to live forever. And there will be a wedding feast to be given in his honor. The door is open, won't you step on through and drink new wine? In this castle there are many rooms prepared with love for you and me. The time is near, let's go together. The Lord is calling, please take my hand.
Yesterday, when I thought that the concert was going to be last night, I knew I wanted to do something special for the community, just for tonight. And so I came in here during a break yesterday morning, and really wanted to write a song. And it's not something that just comes for me. The songs that I've shared with you tonight are ones that I've written over the last, you know, four years. And I don't think one has ever come to me as quickly as the one that I'm going to do now. I wrote it yesterday afternoon. And tonight has been more than just, much more than just me sharing a gift with you. I wanted this to be really special. And I think I've captured what I wanted to say in the song. A lot of times in the last month and a half, I've really been crazy a lot of times and weird. And want to see my elephant imitation? Okay. I thought I'd share that with you too. Rude. Boring. I'm bored. I'm leaving. No. You want me to do it? Okay. No, I won't do a bulldog. Okay, I'm through, okay? You would have had to been there. So with this, I just want to share with you what's really the most important thing to me, and show you that I can be serious once in a while. So this song is so brand spanking new that it's just hot off the press, and this is just for you. I wonder if I can remember how it goes. If I didn't have this time to share with you the things that really mean the most to me in life, I'd wonder if you could tell
that Jesus lives in me. By the way that I love you, I've been called to bear the weight of the burden of my brother in need. Even if it means to give up all that I own, to be a vessel of Jesus' love and walk an extra mile or two. I pray to be a Christ for you. I pray for eyes to see your needs and ears to hear you calling, to be a humble servant of God's love and to share my gifts with you. I pray that you'll forgive my insensitivity and inconsistencies, the times I couldn't get past my selfish pride. I only want to live in peace and harmony with you and to love you just like Jesus loves us all. Just like he loves us all.
Can we do one more? Yes.
Yeah. This is a song by Keith Green, who has come to mean a lot to me. And actually, it was written by his wife. And the name of the song is Make My Life a Prayer to You. And I just brought the words down tonight. I haven't done this very much. In fact, I've only sung it once. So we'll see what we shall see. Make my life a prayer to you. I wanna do what you want me to. No empty words and no white lies. No token prayers, no compromise. I wanna shine the light you gave through your Son you sent to save us from ourselves and our despair. It comforts me to know you're really there. Oh, I want to thank you now for being patient with me. Oh, it's so hard to see when my eyes are on me. I guess I'll have to trust and just believe in what you say. Oh, you're coming again. You're coming to take me away. I wanna die and let you give your life to me, that I might live and share the hope you gave to me. the love that set me free. I wanna tell the world out there, you're not some fable or fairy tale that I've made up inside my head. You're God the Son, you've risen from the dead. Oh, I wanna thank you now for being patient with me. Oh, it's so hard to see when my eyes are on me. I guess I'll have to trust and just believe in what you say. Oh, you're coming again. You're coming to take me away.